This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Friday before the Super Bowl, we are fired up. President Trump signing an executive order to protect the Second Amendment. Man, I'm loving this week. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It's a busy, busy day, but it's a busy day every day in America with President Trump as president. And I am super excited to welcome back to the show Harrison Fields, White House Principal, Deputy Press Secretary, and Special Assistant to the President of the United States of America. Harrison, welcome back to the show, my friend. Congratulations on your big promotion.
Thank you, sir. It's so good to be back.
Yeah, man. We talked a lot during the campaign. You were gracious with your time. How's it feel working back in the West Wing?
Oh, it's great. You know, I pinch myself every time I come to work because, you know, where my family came from and whatnot, it's the American dream, how someone like me can make it again to be working at the West Wing, in the West Wing. At 29 years old, it's truly a blessing.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, you do have a great story. You really do. Can you tell us your story?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like any other American story. I don't like to single myself out as someone who's got it, you know, worse than others. But, you know, grew up single-parent household. My mom was a rock star, New York City detective for 21 years. Raised three kids all on her own, have amazing grandparents. And, you know, we had to fight for everything that we've got. Nothing was given to us on a silver platter, and that's okay. That's how the American dream is really forged. And we've been very, very blessed from God for every opportunity. So here we are, and I'm grateful for President Trump and the whole entire administration and my dear friend Caroline Levitt giving me a chance to serve again into this administration. So here we are, week three.
It's a steam engine. It's great. I love it. All right, let's talk about a couple things. I had my friend Paula Scanlon on the show earlier today. I know she was at the White House, and you saw her this week when President Trump signed the executive order protecting women's sports. I think this is one of the most important things for our country. I really, really do.
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, I think you knew this, but we have a four-month-old at home, baby girl.
Yep. I remember when you guys were expecting and you were on the show. And how's she doing?
She's doing great. She's growing fast. But to think in, you know, 10 years, she could be in a situation where I'm having to fight with the NCAA or, you know, her school team to prohibit a male to play in her sports. It's crazy. I've been telling people here, and we've been talking about it a lot, the president is really restoring common sense to America. This wasn't a controversial thing to say 5-10 years ago. Right. A lot of people had a general understanding that men should not be playing in women's sports. And kudos to Stephen A. Smith. I mean, he came out today and said, this is obvious. Men have a biological advantage over women when it comes to playing sports. This is common sense. And the good thing about it is that the NCAA came out and said President Trump has a directive for how he wants to see sports going forward. We're going to follow that directive. And if the Olympics, that in 2026 comes about, the State Department, under that executive order, has the authority to revoke any visa that does not coincide with the genetic sex of the person coming to play in the Olympics. So if you live in Albania and you're a biological male, but you want to participate in women's boxing, the State Department is going to say you are not welcome in the country.
Good. How soon, Harrison Fields, can we as parents be unburdened by the indoctrination that public schools are trying to do on our children in the area of gender and all the other nonsense? Because I got a text from a dear friend yesterday who's got kids, you know, about the same age as my kids, and she's going to go meet with the principal about this because it's about to come up in health class. And I know President Trump signed that executive order saying that public schools that do this indoctrination are going to lose their federal funds. So how soon can this come to an end for us?
Yeah, so I believe next week the Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, will be confirmed by the United States Senate. So once we have an official secretary in that position, there's going to be a lot of reports and different things coming about. So I think it's really going to be a 100-day promise. I think once that 100 days go through, you're going to really see some of this action happening, not just on the funding part, but a lot of the execution on a state level of the president's mandate. And, you know, we have a lot of tools to enforce this. And the thing about it is we're not going to have the DOJ coming after parents like you and me because we dare to stand in the middle of the doorway and saying, you're not doing this to my child. So you have an attorney general in Pam Bondi that is not going to weaponize our Justice Department against any parent that dares to step in and say enough is enough.
I love that. The White House has a Twitter account now, Rapid Response 47, which I definitely suggest everybody follows. And I just retweeted their retweet of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, with a picture of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Now that they have taken the letters off of the building, good riddance to this corrupt, I don't know, CIA front organization with all, speaking of indoctrination around the world. I mean, good riddance, Harrison Fields.
Yeah, good riddance is right. And, you know, the media is going crazy because the USAID is going out of business. And I'm starting to wonder how many of them had stock in what this agency was doing, because they are losing their minds over this. And now the one thing I want to clarify is that there are some programs that USAID and the State Department do that are noble causes that the government, the Trump administration, will continue to fund. All they're doing is looking at the inventory and they're going line by line and saying transgender shows in Peru, not happening anymore. Good. Condoms in Gaza aren't happening anymore. Anything that does not correlate with the mission of the Trump administration isn't going out the door. And you and I, as American taxpayers and everyone listening at home, should really appreciate that. That's really the mandate that the American people gave President Trump. They want to change. President Trump, with Elon Musk by his side, is doing that change. And, change is uncomfortable here in Washington, D.C., but this is exactly what the American people asked for, and this is exactly what's happening.
Harrison Fields is with me. He is the White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary. It's great to have him back on the show now in his official capacity. Follow him on X at Harrison W. Fields. I saw President, you mentioned weaponization of government real quick, and I want to touch on that because I think Pam Bondi is an outstanding choice. You know, during the campaign, I had the opportunity to be with her at a few different events in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, and I think she's an incredible person. But ending the weaponization of government and what you brought up about parents, Harrison, that when the previous administration targeted parents, that was one of the darkest days in recent American history by far. And I'm so glad now that she's going to go in and look at all this, and then Cash Patel gets in there at the FBI, because I don't think we've even begun to understand the extent of which the previous administration weaponized the government against us.
We haven't, and I think this is one of the day one mandates. I know Attorney General Pam Bondi is making this a priority to go into the department and see exactly what went so wrong. I mean, we saw a lot of it play out in cable news, but to your point, how much of it was happening behind the scenes? I mean, when you're taken off of details to go after the bad guys, and then you're told to look up license plates at school boards to try and hunt down fathers who are saying enough with the men in women's bathrooms, that's a problem. And I know Pam Bondi very well. I used to work for her when she was Florida Attorney General. She's a woman of pristine integrity. She understands the rule of law. She loves this country, and she really loves the Constitution, and she's going to stop the trampling of the Constitution by our so-called leaders at the Department of Justice. It's going to be great, and hopefully soon we'll be having Kash Patel at the helm at the FBI. So no more weaponization under this Trump-Vance administration, which is very, very good for all Americans, because what happened under the Biden-Harris administration can never happen again.
The president, well said, my friend, well said. The president just put out an executive order just a few moments before he came on the show today, protecting our Second Amendment rights. I think this is fantastic. I mean, again, it's one of the promises he made. And within 30 days of this order, the attorney general shall examine all orders, regulations, guidance, plans, international agreements, and other actions of executive departments and agencies to assess any ongoing infringements of the Second Amendment rights of our citizens. That's great stuff, Harrison.
It's incredible. I mean, you know, President Trump, he's not always seen as like a big gun guy. But let me tell you, when it comes to religious liberty, your freedoms to own your firearm, he is right there with the American people who love their freedoms that the U.S. Constitution gave us. And this historic executive order is great because there's a lot of things that President Biden did that were really making criminals overnight for just owning a simple gun. If you had a certain type of magazine, if you had a certain type of holster, if you added another element to your gun, the Congress and the White House, by executive order, they were making criminals overnight for thousands of gun owners. It was becoming a very dicey situation where if you owned something for years and you didn't realize that this was now illegal, you now could be spending years behind prison because the Democrats say it's no longer legal. So it became a very dangerous thing. President Trump is looking at all the regulations that Biden and Kamala Harris put through in their 4 years, and he's saying, we're not doing this anymore. The Constitution gives you a right to keep and bear arms, and that's exactly what President Trump is going to allow to happen in the United States.
I know you got to run, but before I let you go, your my 4-year-old daughter and my 10-year-old son, and my 8-year-old daughter, they're going to be the ones who pay for all this debt that our country has. So I applaud the president for wanting to cut spending and go line by line through every single department. It's what has to happen, Harrison Fields, if we are going to save this country and truly not just saddle our children and their children with all of this debt.
Amen. We have to be better stewards of the money that the American taxpayer works so hard. I mean, I'm here. The tax rates in Northern Virginia are horrible. This is why I miss Florida when there was no state income tax.
But we
work so hard for the dollar, and the government cannot just treat it as a rubber stamp, but that they can just let loose and just fund the world and not fund the priorities. We need to bring that money back home. We have to really focus on the American taxpayer again. There's no better person to put the America First agenda into action than President Trump. He values the American public, the working public who's producing these tax dollars, and he is going to make sure that we're proper stewards of that money again.
Mr. Deputy Press Secretary, it's been an honor to have you on the show, my friend. Congratulations again. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again very, very soon. Harrison Fields, follow him on X at Harrison W. Fields. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. I know you got a big game this weekend. I won't tell you who I'm going for, but good luck.
What? Come on. Say it. You know you want to say it.
I'm a Giants fan, so I won't get myself in trouble, okay?
Fair enough. Thanks, Harrison.
Take care. God bless.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
I think he's rooting for the Eagles. I don't know. He's a down-to-earth guy. You know what I mean? That's what I think. Don't you think? Can you get that sense?
He's a Giants fan. I almost feel bad for him.
I do, too. I know. I was going to make a crack about that, but I know he had a run, so.
Yeah, that team is not good.
I didn't want to insult the guy on his way out the door, too. I'm like, it's great having you on the show, but.
Very generous with his time and insult the man's football preference.
Yeah, he'll pull a Roger on us. He'll never come back. It's going to be a verb now, pulling a Roger. Just going to have when people just stop listening to the show because it's something I said. They'll be like, I'm pulling a Roger. I'm out. Roger out.
I'd like to believe Roger is still listening and just seething every single time you mention his name.
He's like that guy that called it. Remember I told you about that guy back in like November that called in a couple times about you?
Oh, right. Yes. And said he was never listening again. And then he called back the next day to yell about something I was saying. And he told you he was never listening again, right?
Yeah, he said, Rich Zeoli, tough guy, F off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my Uncle Chris, as a matter of fact, turns out. Go figure. It's all in good fun. Come on. All right, so this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're very, very happy about the Eagles game this weekend. We're fired up. We're fired up for the game. You should be fired up to make your summer vacation plans because it's never too early now to start thinking about summer. And we have our dates for our live shows. And I can't announce them yet because they're not official, but I'm gonna just give you a hint. All right, so I'll give you a hint on what the dates are. Again, I can't announce this officially publicly yet till I get the okay, but it's gonna be April 4th, June 20th, November 21st, and 12/19. All right, but again, I didn't announce that publicly, so keep that between us. And when I do announce it officially, act surprised. All right. I just got a text from the Grand Hotel. We're pulling a Roger. We're not listening anymore since you just gave the dates. Son of a... This is catching on now. But how about that? April 4th, June 20th, November 21st, and 12/19. So start thinking about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to have a fun time. We're only doing four shows this year, not five. So you better be there for all four or you're dead to me. Or I'll pull a Roger on you. How do you like that? Yeah, reverse psychology. All right, we were talking before Harrison came on the show about the numerology, and Santa said it was the dumbest thing he ever heard. But several people have commented on this on Twitter because it does. There is something to this. Justin, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I can't say I'm with it 100%, but I understand where you're coming from.
I understand. The number nine and the what?
I understand like the whole numerology thing, but it's not something I'm totally with.
Yeah. Chris Ambolino just said Roger called. You're letting the guests talk too much. This is great. It's going to be such a long-running joke now. I love it. We'll just beat the hell out of this. It's going to be great. No, I know what it is. I have it. I'm pulling this up on the YouTube chat. I am paying attention to the YouTube chat. Rosalie Hahn says, Saquon wears 26, Cooper wears 33. Added together, it's 59. That's why the Birds will win Super Bowl 59. And I'm not quite sure that's really very scientific. But hey, I'll go with it. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why I was like, I understand where people want to have their superstitions about it. Personally, not my type of superstition. My superstition is wearing the same Eagles hat that I've been wearing the weekend, like the Friday before every playoff game in week one. And that works. That's why I'm wearing it today. But different strokes for different folks.
Really, my superstition, I should be watching it at Cooper in the hospital. If we're really going to, I should go. Who knows? I might be back in the hospital by Sunday at this rate, so you never know. Don't you love how Roger busted my chops about not working while I was working? Did you catch that?
Maybe it was an advance for next week.
Yeah, true. Next week, all right, fair enough. Next week, I'm only working 3 days, but still. He's like, you only work 2 days a week. I'm literally working right now and reading your dumb comment on the YouTube chat, Roger.
I mean, it's not like you're taking off for just for the sake of it. You've had the staph infection, surgery. Like
Thank you, Justin.
Actual reasons why he's taking. It's not like he just said, I don't feel like showing up today. I'm just gonna sack it off. So,
yeah,
like they're credible reasons. So I don't understand where his rationale for that is coming from.
Right. I mean, I had a staph infection. They had to do surgery on it. Almost lost my foot. Think about it now. I went into the emergency room on that Tuesday, and then I did the show from the hospital room on Wednesday. Thursday, I had surgery. Friday I was recovering. I wanted to do the show on Monday, but they were supposed to discharge me, and I didn't know what, I didn't get discharged till 7 o'clock, so I couldn't have done the show. And I was back on the air on Tuesday. I'm taking off Thursday so I can spend the day with my kids before I go under the knife on Friday, and then Monday's a holiday. So who the hell, you know? I mean, and then we'll be back on the air Tuesday. It's nothing for a staph infection, for an MRSA infection, when I had to have a freaking PICC line in my arm. In the meantime, I've done Fox News several times, including on Monday when I'll be up in, just shameless plug, up in New York with Dana Perino doing her podcast on Monday, crashing Fela's radio show, and then doing my show from Fox News on Monday. So not like I'm slouching around here. You know what I mean? Technically now I'm slouching, but let me try to sit up straight. But
and anyway. you also did this show from a hospital room.
From a hospital bed. Thank you.
I want to see Roger do his job from a hospital room.
Boom! Justin laying down the gauntlet on Roger. Do your show from a hospital room, tough guy. Huh? I love it. Susie loves Jeffy's. Did Roger call in? I missed that part. I don't know. We're not screening. We're not really taking calls today anyway. We decided.
Call in, Susie. You're good. You didn't miss that.
Yeah, I didn't miss that. Did anyone call in? I haven't even checked this call screener. I probably should at some point, huh?
Nah, it's fine.
And nobody wants to talk to me. It's all right.
I don't think we've taken a call all week now that I think about it.
That's not my fault. That's President Trump's fault. Blame him. He keeps interrupting my show. So it's not my, that's not on me. That's on him. That's totally on him. But all his press conferences and his executive orders and his, you know, his, I mean, the guy's working way too hard now. You know what I mean? So that's not me. Chris Forsyth has an interesting point. Phillies in 2008 had Eagles numbers 2. Utley was 26. Howard 6. Rollins 11. I don't know what that means, but
Saquon wears 26. Devontae Smith wears number 6, and AJ Brown wears number 11. So they're trying to compare the big three from the Phillies team in 08 to the Eagles team this year.
I'll take it. And then we have three Eagles birthdays on Sunday. We've got Saquon. Who else?
Cooper DeJean.
And Papali, so that's three. Three times three is nine.
Ron Jaworski wore number 9 back in the 80s. We can keep this guy.
What? He lost the Super Bowl, didn't he?
We don't talk about it. I'm trying to make this work, Matt.
We don't talk about that. We don't.
This sounds like nonsense to me.
Yeah, well, you know. You sound like nonsense to everybody, so there you go. You literally sound like a nonsense to everybody listening right now, DeSantis. So.
Well, I don't think the Eagles are going to win because of the number 9 or whatever the running theory is at the moment.
I don't know. What does Sean think? Sean knows more about sports than all of us.
Yeah.
We should ask Sean what his theory is.
Sean, if you want to run into the studio real quick and give your thoughts, feel free.
Yeah, Sean, I don't have to play a clip for a minute, so I'm going to hear what you have to say. Sean knows sports. Justin, I think Justin's nervous. I can hear the anxiety in your voice about the game. I hear it in your voice, Justin.
You're nervous. I'm terribly nervous. It's not even about how we play. It's about the refs. It's like the number one thing, because I've seen it three games in a row. Up here, Sean, let me pass.
They're against us. The refs are cheaters. They're in the tank for Kansas City. The NFL's in the tank for Kansas City because of freaking Taylor Swift. This is what we're up against. And then our mayor spells Eagles right. Sean, what do you think? How are we looking on Sunday?
I feel like we looking real good. I feel comfortable. I feel confident. Honestly, I don't know why everyone is nervous or like shaking their hands or anything. I feel so comfortable. I think we're going to win. And honestly, I think we're going to be up by 10 and we're going to go into the second half of the game, probably be down by at the most by like 5, and we still win.
See?
Simple. Let's just relax and kick our feet up, guys.
I like it. I like Sean's confidence. That's what we need on this show, confidence. That's what we need. Thank you, Sean. I think you just inspired the entire Zioli army right now with your optimism. But I wouldn't bet any money on that because then you're going to come after Sean and try to break his leg. So that's not right. You know what I mean?
Also, I couldn't help but notice that Sean's reasoning didn't include the number 9 at all.
Sean didn't use any numerology in his theory.
I try to make an appeal to people using numerology, and it just gets thrown back in my face. Why do you do this to me, DeSantis?
Sorry,
Sean's a coach. I mean, he's a coach with the Sixers. Like, he knows sports. He understands athletes. And he knows the eye of the tiger. We got the eye of the tiger in this game, Sean. Am I right?
He already ran back.
Oh, he went back.
He ran back to take care of the video.
By the way, Road Warrior just said the following. I'm going to read this. Roger, if you're out there, don't leave. You take the heat off me and some other people I don't want to name. Road Warrior, I'll be back to you on Tuesday, Monday. Don't worry about it. Roger will be rearview mirror. Unfortunately, you're stuck with me, Road Warrior, so don't get used to this. Don't get used to this, all right? Even if Roger comes back, you're still prime target number one. And who else? Well, the greater Chris, too. He's another one with his nonsense sometimes, distracting. There's several of them, but, you know who you are. I don't have to name names. I'm not naming names. Oh, and EJ Stokes points out that Jaws' number was 7, by the way, not 9.
Oh, no, Nick Foles was 9. That's right.
Nick Foles was 9.
And
so
he
there
won
you
a
go.
Super Bowl. So there you go. My numerology works.
You know, Confederate Mark's dead to me now, too. Rich is now working a 3-day week due to his pinky toe issue. You know what, Confederate Mark? Why don't you? I'll take my pinky toe. I'll shove it right up you. Tom Hoskins says Roger works in his mother's basement. Get that. Confederate Mark, breaking news. Rich works a 5-day week in 2025. That's cute. That's funny. Connie Giordano, you guys are on fire today. I'm still laughing from Dastardly Deeds done cheap. Yeah, that was a good week. This was a good week for us. Dastardly Deeds done dirt cheap. That and the We Won't Rest. We Won't Rest. The Great Nursing Home Uprising led by Chuck Schumer. It was a good week. Yeah, the greater Chris with his nonsense. Rich is pulling a Roger next Thursday and Friday. Ha ha, very funny. I see what you did there, tough guy.
I like that the show has devolved into Rich just openly threatening listeners.
Yeah, but unlike Roger, these guys won't leave. Now you can't leave. Because you know why? Because they're men and not freaking snowflakes. That's why, Roger. Because men bust chops, it's what we do. And women bust chops, too. It's okay. If you're friends, you bust chops. If you're a snowflake, you melt. Like the freaking Wicked Witch of the West or whatever it is. I don't know. I don't have time for that nonsense. Let me put on some more makeup. Because now I'm getting all fired up and getting red again. Getting puffy. Look at that. See that? A little powder, a little cover up. Boom. Done. Nice. All right, so these executive orders on the Second Amendment are huge. The president signed today. This is great stuff. Also coming out of the White House today, the president says that the Japanese company is not going to own U.S. Steel, but they are going to make a huge investment in it. But you know what President Trump said about USAID today? And I love this, and this I'm so glad he said this today. It's a fraud. Let's cue up cut number 9, Sean. This is great. You know, the fact that he's got the ability to go out there and say this, and it's the truth, and you know it, and I know it, and the fraud that's been exposed this week, I got to say, I mean, honestly, this has been one of the most consequential weeks in radio for me personally, not just because I've been here for 5 days, but because we had Justin Goodman on from the White Coat Waste Project. If you missed that interview, you have to go back and listen to it. In fact, we'll retweet it out before the show's over today, Matt, if we could, because that was eye-opening, man. We paid for COVID-19 through USAID. We paid for the creation of COVID. And it didn't come from an undercooked Bat Burger with a side of penguin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. And I'm glad President Trump is speaking up about this. And I'm glad he's got the cojones to say this, because it needs to be said. Cut number 9.
Elon is doing a great job. He's finding tremendous fraud and corruption and waste. You see it with the USAID, but you're going to see it even more so with other agencies and other parts of government. He's got a staff that's fantastic. He's wanted to be able to do this for a long time, and if everybody else knew it was existent, but I think never so much when you look at USAID. That's a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. Very little being put to good use. Every single line that I look at in terms of events and transactions is either corrupt or ridiculous. And we're going to be doing that throughout government. And I think we're going to be very close to balancing budgets for the first time in many years. I think we're going to be very close to, in addition to monies coming in from tariffs, et cetera, et cetera. But no, he's doing a very good job. I'm very happy with it.
Good. Excellent stuff. And before I take a break, I just got to read McCleary's Music Channel YouTube comment. Might be the best comment of the week. Don't ever lose DeSantis' laugh. It reminds me of the daughter I never had. Oh, that is fantastic. Well done. Well done.
I don't think it's that funny. It's okay. It's an okay comment.
Oh, man. And Richard Heinzman points out the obvious. If we mentioned that it's February 9th, could have missed it. Fair point. All right, listen, more to come on this. More of the corruption of Doge is coming out. The president had a big press conference with the prime minister of Japan, even though I talked over the entire thing today. It's been a busy, busy Friday. Dr. Mike Venneri is there to give you the smile of your dreams. You know, a smile says so much, and we have so much to be grateful for, happy for, and there's so much to smile about and laugh about, too. Because things are going our way, and we're winning again. And I feel really good about this weekend. But you got to get your smile. You got to have a great smile. Dr. Mike is the man. For 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years, he has been recognized as a master of implant dentistry among his peers. They send their patients to Dr. Mike Venneria for complicated dental work. I know what you're thinking. You might be saying, Rich, I got a dentist right down the street from me. Don't go to the closest dentist. Go to the best. That's my dentist. That's Dr. Mike Venneria. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury right over the bridge, he's easy to get to. And everybody in the office is dedicated to your care. They really are. Now, the whole Zioli family goes to him. Mama Zioli discovered Dr. Mike Venneria for our family. But Patrick goes, Claire goes, Reagan goes, Bridget goes, I go, he's my dentist. When it comes to complicated dental work, please go to Dr. Mike. If you've already had a consultation for complicated dental work, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike Venneria. Just reach out to him today at VenneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenneriaDental.com. Dr. Mike Venneria, VenneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, baby. You know it. We're fired up. Friday before the Super Bowl. All right, so I have here this is my Bend to the Shore opener that I got from the Families Behind the Bad Children's Foundation, of course. And then I got a little non-alcoholic beer here. This is a non-alcoholic Wurstefan or something German. I don't know. I don't know how to say it. How do you say that? Weichtefaner. I don't know. World's oldest brewery. Somebody can tell me how to properly say that, but I'm still doing this non-alcoholic thing, so I see. Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's not bad. Pretty good. All right, so yeah, it's good. Tastes like a German beer. It's amazing how they've gotten so much better with these non-alcoholic beers, I'm telling you. I really still can't drink on the antibiotic. Had a couple glasses of wine the other night, felt sick. So still got to keep this going until at least this nonsense is over with. But anyway. All right, I mentioned before the break a couple things I definitely have to get to. It's just this whole week has been great for us. It really has. I'm just loving life right now. I'm so happy, and I feel like our country's going on the right track. And I do want to also mention too, you know, the corruption at the heart of this agency. Like, you got to realize this USAID. It played a role in bringing down President Trump in 2020. Now, probably the best thing that ever happened, it really was the fact that he lost that election, if you want to say that he lost, because the mess of the way things were going with, because of COVID and everything else, you know. But the best thing that happened for him losing that election, if you want to say he lost, which I think that, you know, there was that's debatable. But the point is, his eyes are open now in a way that they never would have been had the shenanigans of 2020 not occurred. You know what I mean? It's like, to give it an analogy, you have a, maybe you have a friend who it's like his wife cheated on him or something like this. And, you know, now he's married. He's remarried. Even though that was a terrible thing he went through, it's like, yeah, but I'm glad it happened because my eyes are open now. And yeah, I know the right person to look for, or I know the signs to look for, whatever. It's like, had that bad experience not happened, you wouldn't have changed. I mean, that happens in life where people go through things. But what we're talking about here with President Trump is the deep state, the extent of the deep state, and the power that they have to subvert a presidency, to bring down a president, a duly elected president of the United States of America. Had he won 2020, and a lot of people think he did, but you know what I mean. Had he served a second consecutive term, we may never have exposed to all of it, because it wouldn't have been something that was so obvious. They might have been able to figure out ways to keep hiding it. But he lost, if you want to say that. And again, that's debatable. But either way, the deep state worked to push him out, Hunter Biden laptop, all of that, the impeachment against him, and then, of course, then using the weaponization to go after him. And so now he gets back in the White House, and his eyes are open in a way that would not have been possible had he just won a second consecutive term. I really, truly believe that. And you know, if you want to say that things in life happen for a reason, well, then what we're watching now is the product of that. Because think back to 2017 versus 2025. 2017, they walk all over him. The Republican Party walks all over him. The deep state does their thing. The deep state's colluding to get rid of him. 2025, it's the opposite now. The Republicans are all falling in line, and he's going after them. And then this is just the beginning. So I think it's very obvious to say the best thing that could have happened for our country is the fact that he did not serve two consecutive terms, because these little swamp creatures would have been able to keep hiding and subverting him, and probably caused him a lot of headaches in his second term, but it may never have been so obviously exposed had he not left and had that 4 years to reflect on it and see it and understand. And then as more and more things began to come out, and now he goes back in there, not just to seek revenge on his behalf, but on the behalf of the American people, the Constitution, the presidency itself. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, glorious thing to watch. It really is. Here's a former USAID official who says the corruption at the agency subverted the president's agenda. This is cut number 11. This is USAID official Mark Moyer detailing his experience dealing with corruption at USAID, cut 11.
One of them was that people were subverting the president's will, refusing to, I should say, some of the career bureaucrats were refusing to implement the president's agenda. And they had the opinion that they knew better than the American people who elected the president. And so they figured they would do what they thought was right and not what the president thought was right. And a lot of them were beholden or had ties to the previous administration, the Obama administration. You know, the large majority of them had voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Now, some of them, you know, did as they were told, but there was a large resistance element. And in one case, I was at a meeting and they talked about how there was this aid going into Syria and we need to hide it from the White House because we don't want President Trump finding out about it and canceling it. They apparently just forgot I was in the room. That was one.
So that's the kind of stuff that they did. And they knew how to hide this stuff. And it's only because he left that he's able to go back in and understand what he has to do. That's why Kash Patel's here. Think about I remember this day like it was yesterday. The day that he announced Bob Barr as the Attorney General, I said, Bill Barr, right? That's what was his name, Matt, the Attorney General? Was it Bill yeah. Barr's the comedian. Bill Barr, no. Right?
Yeah, William Barr.
William Barr, Barr, thank you. Bob Barr was a congressman. He was a conservative congressman. I remember saying, this guy's a swamp creature. This was a mistake. And people were like, no, you got to trust Trump. Got to trust Trump. See, that's what I'm talking about. He didn't have the benefit of hindsight that he has now. When you're in it, it's very hard to see a problem sometimes. You have to literally leave the situation in order to understand the extent of which the deep state really exists. And I think what happened is after he left and went back to Palm Beach, I think he realized these people, this entity, this deep state, is so powerful, they were able to remove a sitting president of the United States of America. And if that's allowed to stand, then we actually don't have a country. Elections don't matter because it's just run by a shadow government, something out of a Jack Carr novel. You know what I mean? And then when they kept going after him to try to arrest him and put him in prison, it was very, very obvious that they had to stop him no matter what it took, because they realized they know that he knows. And they got to keep him from getting back in that White House. That's why they tried to kill him in Butler. The same exact reason. All right. More to come. Got to take a quick break right here. But don't worry. We are just getting warmed up. Dr. Mike Veneria brings us the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Book your free implant consultation today at veneriadental.com. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Yeah, baby. So, Super Bowl Sunday right around the corner. We'll talk a lot about a bunch of different things in the 4 o'clock hour. I have a New Jersey assemblyman joining me about a situation with an illegal immigrant. I'll tell you about that. And also, too, I want to get into a little more detail about some of the spending cuts that we're looking at. But the president today had the prime minister of Japan with him in the White House, and there was a lot that they talked about. I just have a couple of clips I want to share with you from that, because I talked over most of it, which is why we lost Roger as a listener. But anyway, here's President Trump today with the prime minister of Japan talking about their friendship. Let's start with cut number 18 right now. And it's amazing to think about, too, that we were once at war with Japan, and now they are one of our closest allies and business partners as well. Cut 18.
For nearly 80 years, the American-Japanese people have enjoyed a friendship like few others. We've had a great friendship across the vast ocean, and we found ourselves united by bonds of history, commerce, culture, mutual admiration, and great respect. After our meeting today, I'm confident that the cherished alliances between our two countries and others also will continue to flourish long and into the future. The military cooperation between the United States and Japan is one of our closest security partnerships, and it's one of the closest we have anywhere in the world. Our service members work together every day to defend our common interests. Japan is committed to double its defense spending by 2027 compared to my first term. They've invested a lot of money because of my first term. We worked on that very hard with Shinzo, you know, the great Shinzo Abe. And we look forward to seeing even more so. Shinzo and I worked very, very long and hard, and those numbers are very reflective after my first term. And now they're going up very substantially based on our conversations today.
By the way, do you know that the estimate right now is that there are 2.65 million illegal immigrants with Social Security numbers in the United States of America right now? This is all the kind of stuff that's coming out as they are examining every aspect of government. So that just came out a short time ago. The president talked about Japan, their plan to boost Japanese investment in the United States of America, a staggering $1 trillion, cut number 19, joint venture regarding oil, cut 19.
We're talking about the pipeline in Alaska, which is the closest point of major oil and gas to Japan by far.
less than half the distance of any other location. We're talking about a joint venture of some type between Japan and us, having to do with Alaska oil and gas. And that's very exciting. They're very excited about it. So are we.
Good stuff. And then the president talked about the idea of Japanese investment in the United States. Cut number 20.
Also, with the inauguration of President Trump, the momentum for Japanese companies to invest in the United States.
I'm sorry, this is the prime minister. I'm sorry, let's stop it right there. Let me, I set this up wrong. I apologize. This is the prime minister of Japan discussing their plans to invest in the United States of America. Cut 20.
Even stronger. Today, I conveyed my willingness to cooperate together to elevate Japan's investment in the United States to an unprecedented amount of $1 trillion. President Trump and myself also concurred to elevate the Japan-U.S. partnership to an even higher level through improving business environment and increasing bilateral investment and employment, strengthening each other's industries, leading the world in developing advanced technologies such as AI, and leading edge semiconductors, and strongly promoting efforts to harness the energy of the growing market in the Indo-Pacific.
Good stuff, baby. Good stuff. All right, listen, fourth and final hour straight ahead. We got a lot more to get to. It's been a busy Friday, but we still got more to go. So do not go away. Thank you for streaming on YouTube. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.